Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. We made it, friends. This is our final episode of what I'm calling season one of the podcast. I am so grateful to all of you who are listening along, whether you've been with us for the last 6 months since we launched in December, or you've joined in along the way. It's been such a pleasure to be with you each day and to know that there are so many families out there talking together, growing together, and praying together. And of course, it's been such a privilege to share with you about Grace Harbor, this town I love so much. This afternoon, our kids will get out of school for the final time, and then this evening, we have the big summer kickoff down at the Village Green. There'll be food trucks, including Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies Retro Ice Cream Truck, games, live music, lots of lemonade, and the most important things of all, our friends and neighbors. Like with the Christmas tree lighting in December, pretty much everyone in town will be there. I'm sure even the Quackersons will make a loop around the party at some point. And it is definitely a kickoff. It always happens on the last Friday of May, and after that, some of the events and activities that take a break over the winter start up again, like kayak rentals in the harbor and group hikes led by Bobby from the coffee shop. My favorite returning event is the Saturday morning farmers market hosted by The Barn at Blue Hill, which is a big farm just outside of town. As you would guess, they have a huge barn, and inside you'll find everything from fresh produce to fresh cut flowers, homemade pickles to arts and crafts. Ella from Maker's Garden usually has both plants and pottery for sale, and Bree has a Fruit of the Earth booth that features all sorts of pastries and breads. She offers a special cinnamon roll that you can only get on farmers market days. Outside the barn is a large field where people spread blankets to soak up the sun while snacking on something tasty they picked up at the market. And there's always kids running around, frisbees flying, and the sound of music from a local artist or band. And don't worry if you're getting FOMO. The market runs through late autumn, so I'll be sure to take you with me when the podcast returns in the fall. Now, I wanted to take some time to reflect on our journey together these last 6 months. I have a couple of questions you can talk about together, and if you have time to do that now, great. If you need more time or you want to come back to them tonight or this weekend, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, so we started off by learning about our three core disciplines: gratitude, intention setting, and prayer. And I'm curious, which of these have you enjoyed the most? Are you someone who loves looking for good stuff all around us that we can be thankful for? Are you a planner who likes to think about how you can make the most of your day by setting your intentions? Or have you enjoyed talking to God, practicing breath prayers, and throwing in a wiggle prayer or two? When you have your answer, go ahead and share it with each other. I think the one that's had the biggest impact on my life is practicing gratitude. On days that I forget to do it, I find that it's much easier for things to bug me. But when I start my days intentionally focusing on the blessings God has put all around me, I usually have a much better attitude. Okay, next I want to remember some of the things we explored together. During the season of Advent, we prepared for Christmas by thinking about the themes of hope, love, joy, and peace. At the start of this year, we explored the spiritual practices of prayer, reading the Bible, silence, fasting, Sabbath rest, and serving others. During Lent, we prepared for Easter by reflecting on things like being brave and being together. We celebrated the resurrection after Easter and then moved into our last series on the fruit of the Spirit. You remember those, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Is there anything we talked about this season that has stuck with you? Anything someone in your family shared during a discussion that helped you better understand something or grow in your love for God and others? If you have something to share, go ahead. This is such a hard one for me because I've actually learned so much as I spent time trying to figure out the best way to share it with you. I know sometimes I might sound like some kind of expert, but I'm still on the journey of learning and growing too. If I had to name something, I really enjoyed our Advent series in December, in part because I really love Christmas. But it was also when we were just getting to know each other and I was getting to introduce you to Grace Harbor and our history and the heart behind the podcast. And if there was a single topic that I learned the most from, it might actually be the week on the spiritual practice of silence. I've never really understood it and definitely never practiced it before. But after that week, it's really stuck with me. Okay, let's end on a joyous note. What have you enjoyed the most about our time together? Was there a mini holiday that made you laugh? Did you love celebrating Gratitude Day? Is there a Grace Harbor resident, human or duck, that's been your favorite? Or was there an event in town that you loved getting to experience? Go ahead and give your answer now. Oh man, I wish I could hear all of your answers. Actually, you know, especially as we head into summer break and I start to dream about what season 2 is going to look like, if you have anything you'd like to share about your experience with the podcast or ideas you have for the future, don't hesitate to reach out. You can email familyprayerpodcast@gmail.com or connect with us on social media. For me, I think my favorite mini holiday was Answer Your Cat's Questions Day, and my favorite event every year is the Christmas tree lighting. It made it even more special to bring you with me this year. Okay, friends, I think we've reached a good place to end for now. Remember, like we talked about on Wednesday, even though the podcast is taking time off, you can keep practicing these disciplines together. You can. I believe in you. And one last note for the adults listening. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do that now. That way, whenever the next episode drops, you'll get it automatically. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands, or you can absolutely do a big celebratory wiggle prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for all of the amazing families that have been with me on this journey. No matter where they live, they're a part of Grace Harbor. I pray for them today as I will this summer, that they would keep growing in their faith, keep growing together as a family, and keep sharing your love with the world around them. Watch over us until we meet again. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great summer. Get some rest, have so much fun, and I'll talk to you again soon.